ಗಣಾನಾಥ್ವಾ ಗಣಪತಿಗಂ ಹವಾಮಹೇ ಕವಿಂ ಕವೀನಾಂ ಪವಿಷ್ಯವಸ್ತಮಂ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠರಾಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಾಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಸ್ಪತಾನ ಶೃಣ್ವಂತೋ ದಿಭಿಶ್ಚೇದ ಸಾಧನಂ ಓಂ ಮಹಾಗಣಾಧಿಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಯಿತು ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣೇ ಅವತಾರ ವರಿಷ್ಠಾಯ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ತೇ ನಮಃ. ಗುರುರ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಗುರುರ್ವಿಷ್ಣು ಗುರುರ್ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಗುರು ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಭಕ್ತವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯ ಜಲಧೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ರೂಪಿಣಃ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ರಾಜಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನೋಸ್ಮಿ ಪದಂಬುಜಂ. ಸರ್ವಮಂಗಲಮಾಂಗಲ್ಯೇನ್ ಶಿವೇ ಸರ್ವಾರ್ಥ ಸಾಧಿಗೇನ್ ಶರಣ್ಯೇ ತ್ರಿಂಬಕೇ ಗೌರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣಿ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ಋಣತಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಆಪದಾಮಪಹರ್ತಾರಂ ದಾತಾರಂ ಸರ್ವಸಂಪದಾಂ ಲೋಕಾಭಿರಾಮಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಂ ಭೂಯೋ ಭೂಯೋ ನಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ದ ಅವಧೂತ ನವನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅ ಲಾಯಿನ್ ಕ್ಲಾತ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್. ಇ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ಸರ್ಕಮ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸಸ್, whether he sleeps or not, whether he gets his food or not. So the king Yadu asked him, "Sir, what is the secret of this happiness of yours at all times, in all circumstances, whether good or bad?" Then some people say that Avadhuta was nobody but Dattatreya himself. But in Bhagavata there is no mention of Dattatreya at all. Then he says, "I have learnt to be happy from nature. Have you seen nature being unhappy? Have you seen any plant weeping at any time? Have you seen any of those, any creeper or tree, they were weeping at any time? Does a serpent weep at any time? They are always happy. We have never seen them being unhappy at any time." So he says, if I say that my guru is a particular person, you may say, it is a conditioned knowledge of that gentleman. He has been told by his guru, so he is only repeating it. But here is a case, he has taken from nature. So whatever knowledge comes, it is very natural. It has been from its very being, and naturally it cannot err. The condition of knowledge can be erroneous, but the knowledge has come naturally, well, it can't be that erroneous. So he says, the earth and various other things, as I told yesterday, there were 24 gurus for him. Here itself he says at one point, it is impossible to get all the knowledge from one man. As such, one may have many. In Guru Gita it comes, madulubdho itha bhringah pushpat pushpantaram vrjet jnanalubdhastata shishya guroho guruvantaram vrjet. Just like a bee which wanted a lot of honey. Does it take all the honey from one or two flowers? It goes to several flowers, hundreds of flowers, myriads of flowers, and then takes a little from each. So, in the same way, jnanamugdha sata shishya, the shishya wants to have the entire jnana, he can go from one guru to another. So this is what is told in Guru Gita, I think sloka number 93 or so, in the very first adhyaya. Well, what did he learn from the earth? Bhautaihi akramyamanopi. So many of us are invading this earth and we are walking with heavy footsteps, booted footsteps, with heavy boots. And if somebody were to walk on my body like that, how will you feel? If somebody were to walk on your body like that, how would you feel? Not very happy, no doubt. You will feel that heaviness on your body and you may get even wounded. But the earth has never shown its unhappiness. However, whatever number of people might have traveled over it with their footsteps, heavy, light, medium, it has always been bearing it without any complaint. This is what I learned from the earth. The Avadhuta says, this is what I learned from the earth. This is one of the reasons that we feel unhappy. That so many people come to me and they want something or other. Oh my Lord, I want to get away from this place. No. Any number of people may come, any number of people may disturb you. Be happy with them all and give them happiness. You tolerate it. That tolerance is essential. And another modification of the earth are the trees. Trees are nothing but another form of earth. What did you learn from it? They produce a number of fruits. Has any apple tree taken one apple for its food, for its breakfast at any time? Have you seen? Not at all. A number of banana trees, huge numbers you can see in the market. Has one banana been eaten by the banana tree? So whatever it produces, it gives to other people. Let them be happy. Let them be satisfied. So all the trees, all the fruit trees, they are giving beautiful fruits only for others. Those which may not give any fruits, which only creates a number of flowers, indigo colored, yellow colored, rose colored, how many types of flowers we get? They're all very good for the eye to see. The beauty in the morning when you see a number of flowers of various hues and colors, well, we are very happy. It gives you happiness. Thus, all of them, they don't care for their own welfare. They care for the welfare of others. And their entire life was meant only for that. This is what it has learned from the earth. Then the next is the vayu, the wind that blows. The wind that blows, well, it goes through so many articles. Say you have kept a big jar of asafoetida, there is heeng, and you think it gives you a little of, somewhere something is being prepared, they are putting heeng in it. But when it goes a little way, there is no more. Then it carries then sambar or masala dosas, that's all. So it doesn't permanently absorb any of those qualities of the various worldly things, even though it passes over them, it passes by them. So this is what I learnt from the vayu. From the wind, I have been moving thousands of people. One may be a villain, one may be a vagabond, one may be a saint. One may be absolutely thoroughly engaged in material things. One will be thoroughly engaged in spiritual things. You move with them all, but don't imbibe any of those qualities and live asanga, absolutely without any attachment to anybody, good or bad. Then the next is akasha. Akasha means space. The space is there in so many things. In your own body, the space is there, in the blood, in the various cells, in the bones, even in your skin, which looks so smooth. You see it with the microscope, there will be so many holes. And there the space is there. Antarhitascha sthirajangameshu brahmatma bhavena samanvayena. Similarly, just like this agni, somewhere it is seen clearly, somewhere it is not clearly seen. You bring your firewood, does it burn your hand? Not at all, it is simply a firewood. But it contains fire. The moment you just put a small diasalai, a small matches to it, it burns. So that shows that fire was there inside it, but it was not seen by us. So like that, where required, you reveal yourself. Where not required, never reveal yourself. Just nobody will know you. Your Jivan Mukta is one, if he goes in the street, you will not look at him a second time. He may be so ugly, he may be so non-interesting, he will be so common-like. So you will not see him a second time even. When thousand people say, Shankaracharya, a great person, full of spirituality, then you will go and see him. But there may be several Jivan Muktas, but we will not be even looking at them the second time. They normally, they don't reveal themselves. Then Satchapritu Siddham Madhurya Sirthapurnam. Just like water. From the water, what did I learn? The water is sweet to drink. It is so clear, it is just like spatika. And when once it comes, it attaches to yourself. That is, it loves you. Pratita snigdha. Naturally, it gets attached to you. You need not take and put a glue on it. By nature, it gets attached to you. That is, be like that. Be friendly with all who comes. Don't treat them rudely. When somebody comes, you tell him, please sit down. What can I do for you? There's no harm in asking. Madhuryaha, a sweet. Tirtha bhurnam munipunatyapam mitram ichopasparshakirtanam. And even that water, when it is in Ganges, when it is in Jamuna River and all that, when the great saints go there and take their baths, or just even touch them, well, they lend their own holiness to the entire water. Ganges never derives its holiness from other souls. It is the various number of saints who come and take their bath, who leave their holiness there, and that is being lent in turn by the rivers to us. Then what does the fire teach? Take everything. Sarva bhaktyo abhiyukta atman na datte malam agnivute. Only one thing, you don't imitate the fire, but rest of all. It eats good and bad things, everything it takes. But a man who has seen that, he should take only the good from it. So, you take anything, everything, good things that are given. Say, you go for your bhiksha. Today they give you bitter gourd, Kerala sabji. Don't tell them, I don't like this. Come on, take it away. Don't you have another sabji? No, you accept it. But when they give you something very dirty, don't take it. That's all. Then,
visargadhyasvashanantam bhavadehasyanatmanam kalanam vivachandasyam.
From the time you are created till the time we are taken unconsciously without any pran-shakti inside, when we are, till we are taken to the cremation ground, well, you are young with chubby cheeks, and then you become still young with a maturity, and then you become old. All everywhere there are glands which are full of water, and he has got a number of wrinkles all over his body, and his veins are clearly seen in the hand, in the feet, and everywhere. This, all these changes which come, he grows, comes down. So all these belong to the body. All these belong to the body, it does not belong to the Atma, the soul inside. It is just like the digits of the moon. The moon, one day it begins to increase. First day it increases a little, second day increases a little more, ditiya, tritiya, then when it reaches Poonam or Purnami day, well, it reaches its maximum. Then again it begins to shed, but does the moon at any time die completely? No. All these things come and go. The same thing for you. The time does give all these things, but you don't bother about it at all. Then from the sun, I learnt one thing. Whatever somebody gives to you, don't use it for yourself. Give it to others. The sun takes the water from all the water resources, say from the rivers, from various other sources, from ponds, from lakes, and then in due time it gets solidified and it turns into clouds full of water, humidity, and then it gives it as the much needed water to us back. So in the same way, never appropriate what somebody gives to you. You utilize it for others. Then
nati sneha prasangova kartavya kvapi kenichiti.
Never keep much attachment with anybody. It is very dangerous. She says, kurvan vindeya tva santapam kapo deva dina dhihi. I saw one family of pigeons Oh my Lord, they underwent a lot of suffering. Just like that, the man who attaches himself to various things, he will suffer. He will suffer. Never attach yourself too much to anybody. What is the story of that pigeon? What happened was, kapavatavu sneha gunita hridayo ugraha dharminavu. Once, on some tree, there was a pigeon along with his wife. It was so happy. Every day he was happily talking with his wife in the form of chirping in a language you and I may not understand. And it was extremely attached to its wife. She was newly married. In due course, she became pregnant. It was the time of first pregnancy. Then, prathamam garbham grinnati kalagatem andani sushuve. It and being the first one, both of them were very much interested in the children to be born, and every day there were no doctors, they themselves checked whether everything was okay, and in due course they got very nice fledglings, small birds which have not yet developed any wings to fly. Shinvantau kujitam tasam nidvatau kalabhashitrihi. And those children used to say, "Go, go, 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 go." What a happiness it gave to the father and the mother. They were simply enchanted, and they were again and again trying to get more such cuckoo from their children. And they were laughing to each other, "See, our children are saying cuckoo." And one day, they went into the forest to bring some breakfast to their children. And naturally, it took some time. In the meantime, a hunter came by the side of that tree, and he saw these young fledglings there. "Ah, today my breakfast is made." So he put his that jal net. He put his net over them. He netted all the children at one stroke. She said, "Their mother and father may come. Let me wait." And he was waiting outside. They came back. And when she saw, kroshanti kroshato bhrishadukhita tanabhyadhavati, seeing the children being entangled in the net. What is that net? It's the net of Maya. We are all entangled in that only. And it was very unhappy. They were weeping, and she went to the children. Svayamcha baddhita shicha baddhan pashyanta vasmriti. She forgot everything. She only thought of the children. She went and fell down that, and she was also caught by the same net. Then, on seeing both his wife and children both being netted, the father was very full of great sorrow. అహోమే పశ్యతాపాయం అల్ప పుణ్యస్య ధర్మతే. హీ బిగన్ టు క్రై, సీ మై గుడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ డిడ్ లాస్ట్ ఇట్ లాస్ట్ టిల్ ఐ మ్యారీడ్ ఇట్ లాస్ట్ ఇట్ టిల్ ఐ గాట్ మై చిల్డ్రన్ బట్ నో మోర్ సీ ది ఇల్ లక్ ఆఫ్ మీ. అతృప్తస్య అకృతార్థస్య గృహస్థైవర్తికో త్రైవర్గికో హతాం. ఇట్ హెస్ మేడ్ మీ డిస్సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ దిస్ లైఫ్ అండ్ ఐ హవ్ నాట్ డన్ వాట్ ఐ షుడ్ డూ టు మై చిల్డ్రన్. ఐ హవ్ జస్ట్ ఎంటాంగిల్డ్ దెమ్. ఐ షుడ్ హవ్ కెప్ట్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ టు కీప్ ఎ గాడ్ అండ్ ఐ షుడ్ హవ్ ఫ్లోన్ అవే అవర్ ఓన్. సీ వాట్ హెస్ హ్యాపెన్డ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై థాట్లెస్నెస్. అనురూపానుకూల ఎస్య మే శాపతివ్రత. సీ షీ వాజ్ ఆల్వేస్ షీ న్యూ వాట్ ఐ వాంటెడ్ అండ్ షీ విల్ డూ ఇట్ ఫర్ మీ. షీ వాజ్ మై వైఫ్ ఈజ్ అ రియల్ పతివ్రత. షీ వాజ్ ఆల్వేస్ సర్వింగ్ ద హస్బెండ్స్ ఫుల్లీ విత్ ఆల్ సిన్సియరిటీ అండ్ సచ్ ఎ వైఫ్ ఐ హవ్ లాస్ట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద pigeon which weeps. We all weep one day when we are grihasthas, householders with wife and children. Sometime or other some such calamity overtakes and this is how we weep. That is what our Vyasa has portrayed to us. Shunye grihe mam santijya putre suryati sadvi. She has put me in an empty house, empty of my children, empty of my wife. Nobody is there. And she is going to Surga while I am only caught here. Jijivishe kimartham vam vidhuro dukha jivitam. What is the use of living now? For whom should I live? Should I live for a wife who is gone? Should I live for the children who are gone? For whom should I live now? There is no meaning in my living. So he said, let me also fall in that net. And she flies from a distance with all hurry. She goes and falls into the net and gets entangled. Tam labdhva luddhaka kruraham kapotam grihamedhinam కపోతగాన్ కపోతి చ సిద్ధార్థ ప్రయోగృహం. ఎనీవే దే మేడ్ దట్ హంటర్ హ్యాపీ. ది హంటర్ వాజ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ హ్యాపీ. షీ ఎయిమ్డ్ ఎట్ ఎ బ్రేక్ఫాస్ట్ హీ హాస్ గాట్ బోత్ ఎ లంచ్ అండ్ ఎ డిన్నర్ టూ. హీ వాజ్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ ఫర్ హ్యావింగ్ దమ్ ఆల్. నౌ హీ గాట్ టూ బిగ్ అడల్ట్ పిజన్స్ టూ. So this is how a person, a householder who is looking after his family, he is so satisfied. My daughter, my son, my daughter phoned from Australia. She is very nice. She wants me to come and live with her for something. And her son, what a beautiful chap. What an intelligent chap. Oh, I have never seen a child so intelligent. This is how we are caught. This is how we are caught in our grandson, in our daughters, like that. Yaprapya manusham lokam mukti dwarma pavritam grihetu khagavat sakta tam arudachyutam vidu. After so much of efforts, after being a small a worm, a small reptile, then I became a bird, then I became animal, say a horse or like that. Yam prapya manusham lokam mukti dwaram apavritam. When once you get this body of a human being, you take it that the door for your mukti or your liberation has already been opened. You have only to walk straight into it. But what I did, we had to Khagavat Sakta. Like these birds, I became absolutely engaged in them. I was very happy to talk about them. I was very happy to think of them. Who thought of God? With the same, see the particular happiness with which you think of your grandson, have you ever thought of God with the same intensity? Not at all. And how naturally it comes to us. Nobody taught you. You just think of your granddaughter, you think of your grandson, they are all so nice. Nobody taught us. It has come very naturally for us. As I told you, what comes naturally to human beings, they are all conditioned. They have been conditioned in the wrong way since several births to be involved with wives and children alone. We never learnt to be involved with the Lord. Now, the next one is, I learnt a lot from a python. Python is a very big serpent, so big, it doesn't bite you initially. It just winds around your entire body and then tasa. He makes it very tight, then all your bones break into 100 pieces. Then, they're all simple pieces, it can eat them in due course, slowly. That's what happens. Grasam sumrittam virasam mahantam stokamevava. It might get a small thing, or it might get a lamb. It may get something which has got no rust in it, which has no essence in it. Sometimes it may get some food which is full of all the navarasas or whatever rasas you may talk of. It is sweet. Sometimes it is slightly bitter, but so nice. Idrchaiva paritam prased ajagiraha akriya. He doesn't do anything. Just like that, he simply sits. And whatever comes by Lord's will, by chance, he eats it. He doesn't say, I want this or I want that. Or, Chayitahani bhurini niraharo nupakramaham. For days together to be lying there without any food. Nobody has come that way. Nothing has happened. So, neither breakfast nor dinner. For a number of days, it will be just lying down, as if it is sleeping. But at all the time, ojasaho balayutam, don't think it has become very weak. It is full of ojas and bala. Ojas means the internal strength. The external strength of your muscles and all that is called bala. The internal strength which you have got, the intensity with which you look at somebody, that means your eyes are very strong. Thus, the internal strength of all the indriyas, that is called the ojas. So, similarly he is there. Even though he has got all the senses, he never uses them. He is never tempted. And I am never tempted, the Avadhuta says. Shayana, I'll be just lying down. Vidanidrasya, I may not be sleeping. It looks to others that I am sleeping. Vidanidra, but I don't sleep. I just lie down. Then, this is what I learnt from the python, Ajagar, as we call it in Hindi. Then, Muni Prasanna Gambhiro. What did it learn from the ocean? It knew that outwardly it will look all right, but deep inside it is very calm. Outwardly there may be all the various waves. You go down, down below is absolutely calm. Prasanna Gambhira. It is very nice to be down below, but it is very deep. Nobody can easily cross it. Anantapara. You cannot cross from one shore to another shore in an ocean. Sthimito Devarnava. It's just like the down below where the water is absolutely not moving at all. As if the water gets stagnated, is not moving. Samuddhagamo Hinova Narayana Brahmi. In the same way, the one who is after the Lord is always thinking of the Lord. It doesn't matter whether all his desires have been fulfilled or have not been fulfilled, he is not bothered at all. But now the next one is that Jugunu. Jugunu means what is that called? Jugunu English? A moth. I don't know, there seems to be no other word. Yeah, moth.
Firefly
is a word which Tamilians invented. No sarpeta na shushyate saridbhariva sagara. There's huge rains. You will not find that the water in the ocean is coming up and invading all the places. Not at all. It's still many times. Whether during summer it may come down, but even then it's at the same level. So its level is the same whether there is a lot of water or whether there is very little water. Similarly, nobody will know whether I lack in something, I may not lack in something. I may have all my desires fulfilled, I may not have even one of my desires fulfilled. But I look calm. I don't look agitated or perturbed. And not only that, now we come to that Jugunu or that firefly, as she says. Yes, it has been used by some people. Dashtva Striyam Devamayam Tadbhavi Rajitendriyam Parlopita Patatyandhe Tamasyagnu Patangavati. Wherever there is fire, you will see when you have got some night in the evenings, these moths, they come and they try to distinct. That is why it may not be that firefly is only moth. So it goes to that fire, it is attracted by the fire and it finally dies there. Its attraction is its death. Similarly, there are human beings attracted by the opposite sex. And ultimately it will lead him to his ruin. He will be ruined completely, morally, ethically, from the worldly point of view, from the divine point of view. He is completely gone. That's what he says. What happens is, the man is attracted not only by that opposite sex. Hiranya, then gold attracts him. Then Abharna, all her ornaments attract him. If they don't read, why would they wear it? But all these things are Maya Rachitesh Mudha. These are all magic. These are all created by Maya. These are all illusions. They are not real at all. And you are so fascinated by them, you ruin yourself. You even take loans from the bank and you purchase various nice ornaments. But what happens? Patangavan nashyati natta drishti. Then you are looking at all these things, your eyesight is lost. Your normal eyesight, which is full of discrimination, which knows this is good, this is not good, you lose it. So you do not know what is good and what is not good, and you go and fall a prey and to these temptations. Then you will have to be like a bee. Stokam stokam gasyat grasam deho vartyeti yavata. Never take at one time huge quantities of food. Take little by little. Stokam stokam grihet. And only that much as is required for maintaining your body. That's all that is required. And how to do it? You go to certain houses, three houses, five houses. Ahimsan. Do not take away. See, oh, the Swamiji has come. She would have kept some milk for her daughter, 3 years old. She will take it and give it to him. It's ahimsa. You have taken away what she has kept for her daughter. That is why in the Iti Dharma it is written, when you are in a village, in a small kutiya, see whether the smoke has all come and completely become shanta. Now no more this. So long as it comes, you know, yes, now they are still cooking. Leave half an hour to 1 hour for all those people to take their meals. Then you go and beg. This is written in there. But on the contrary, in the formal shastra it is also written. In a house, it's coming here itself, somewhere. First you have to feed the Swamiji and then only you can eat. This is also given somewhere. See, you can use it only for those people who have reached a very high level. Otherwise, when somebody comes, you do not know whether he has reached or not. You treat him in a normal way. Give him only that much which will not affect their children, their husband. So ahimsan, don't do any himsa, don't do any violence to them, to the children and to the wife and all that. Sayantaram shastaram vam na sanganita bhikshitam. Well, she is talking of this madhukari bhiksha, but he is telling for evening or for tomorrow, don't collect food for today. Don't collect food today itself. You are supposed to take as a sannyasi only once. I am having here breakfast, then something somebody brings, I take them, and then I take my dinner, I take my lunch, I take 5 times. But stokam, stokam, little by little. Otherwise, if you keep them, what will happen? You will be destroyed in due course. Just like the bees which go on keeping in reserve, then somebody else takes it away. In the same way. And padap yuvatim bhikshu naspriśet dharavimapi. One should not even touch. The rules were very sakat. They are. Even if there is a small lady's putli, lady's puppet, that's been prepared in wood, it is lying there, don't touch it. You see. Naspriśet dharavim api. Daru means not this daru, this it means wood. So even that one should not. You know why? He has learned from the elephant. How do they catch the elephant in Kerala? And see, there is a big pit that easily one can get in and one can get up also. And there they keep one domesticated she elephant. It is domesticated, it will not go anywhere, it will be there. And a wild elephant which is going by the side, it will be attracted by the sound made by this female elephant. It will come and look at it. It will get tempted. It will get down. And then it will try to touch her with his trunk. And thus they will intertwine the trunks together. At that time, all the hunters, they go and put it in chains. That is what happens. When it is touching the she-elephant, it forgets everything about its security. It has shut its eyes and just enjoying. There is a time when it is bound. Sprishan kariva badhyate karinyanga sangataha. Then Bhagavad-Gita-vidachanya madhuhe vartamin sudhukopajitevitehi. Do not accumulate wealth and finally it will give you only dukkha. Somebody will take it away, that money. Either you will be putting it in some wrong investments and they will all go away. And your shares will be worth only one pie. So, bhungte tadvitachanyo. Just like the bees, they prepare a big one full of this honey. But what happens? A fellow comes, drives them away and takes them home. Madhuha. The one who kills and takes the honey. He takes away the honey. And with great dukkha, with great efforts, you have accumulated that. It is all gone in no moment. Then, the next is, what did you learn from a deer? See, a deer, it is very fond of music. When it is running from even a tiger, suddenly if he hears some music, it will stop with its ears straight and be going on. It will be merged in that music. So, just like that, do not be interested in music. Several times, Raman Maharshi used to tell this. Once there was a Veena Vadini who used to play on Veena. She gave a small performance before Raman Maharshi. And then she asked him, Swamin, one can get God through music. Is it not? What do you say? He kept quiet. Once, twice she asked. He kept quiet. Then she said, in perhaps Karnataka, there is Purandara Dasa, a great bhakta. He attained God through music, through devotional music. And in the place where I was born in my Purashram, there is a great saint known as Tyagaraja, Saint Tyagaraja. He was supposed to be the founder of the entire Carnatic music of the South. So he wrote several poems, several music compositions on the Lord. And each one he used to sing in a different raga. So he was very famous in his days. He got his moksha by singing. He got Lord Rama's glimpse only by this. So what do you tell, what do you say to this? Then the one who was sitting like this, he bristled. He bristled, and then she told, they sang what they got, they didn't get by singing. This is what he told. They sang what they got. See, in the olden days, whenever they found something new, say, Shishurta found a number of medicines, then he wrote it not in prose. Now, in your MD or MBBS course, is there any book in poem, Baba? No. They're all in prose. But in those days, they were all in poems. On architecture, how to prepare a yana, aerial vehicle, which can go with remote control. That is what they used to call as, mentally you think of something, you will get it. It's a remote control. They set it to the proper latitude longitude, it reaches that place. That's that. They were all in poems. So whatever was there, any sort of thing, let it be architecture, let it be on music, let it be on dance, let it be on medicine, they were all in poems. When they got it through the seventh sense, or whatever you may call it, through the God's grace, right, it came out only in poems. A poem represents harmony and beauty. So when you got something very beautiful from that total beauty, you can only express it in poems. That is what happened. And so he answered, whatever they got, they were forced to express it only through songs. But by singing songs, they never got. Moksha they never got. Another case, in the morning he was talking to a devotee who was a teacher, he was known as Sundari Shayyar. He said, Mr. Iyer, see this gentleman, he is very good in devotional song. There is a full devotional song on Lord Skanda. It is known as Tripur. Even today, I know in Delhi, I know in Bangalore, I know in Madras, that there are groups of people who on the holidays they go and sing in a temple, all those things. So he said, here is a man who has defeated even his guru. I have heard his guru, this fellow is far, far superior to his guru. And today evening he is going to give us a concert. This is all. Then at night, 8 to 10:30, this Mr. Iyer, he went and attended that music concert. When he came out, Ramana was standing with fire in his eyes. He called him. You don't want to get any liberation for 1,000 births? He was shocked. Who asked you to go and hear all these songs? Did I? But he only told that he has exceeded, he has excelled his guru, and he sighed nicely, and he was so told that he will be giving a concert. Did I tell Mr. Iyer you go and attend it? Did I tell you? Get out. If in future you want to succeed in this, leave off all these temptations through songs. It is as bad as women, it is as bad as delicious items to eat. Leave it thoroughly. This is what he taught. See, what happens is, at the time you sing a devotional song, do you think your mind goes to Narayana? You may sing about Narayana. Your mind goes
I will start in Ananda Bhairavi. Suddenly I will give it a turn, I will take to Bhairavi. And I will come back to Madhyama, Madhyamavati. And I will end it in Devagandhari. Was he think of God or was he think of Ragas? This is what happens. So they don't think of God at that time at all. So it is of no use at all. It only takes your mind away from your goal. So he was very strong. I don't know, whatever he said, I absorbed it. So many people, very famous from north and south, they used to come over there. Who was that famous one from north who came there, that old man? When you were there? In
Ramnarayan.
Ramnarayan. He was very famous. He used to come often and give free concerts. Like that, both from north and south, number of people will come. That's all. And a number of people very well known to me used to come and dance. Those ladies. They come from a very good family. Their father was a secretary to the revenue board and all that. But Ramana's words, which were read from books, were ringing in my ears. I will never go this side. That's what I've been doing so far. And now she says, what did I learn from fish? The fish is tempted by food. A man baits it with a little meat or something like that. If it's a South Indian fish, you put some vada. So you put it there. And it is tempted to take it, and the mulla thorn. And the thorn catches it, and it just takes it, keeps it down. It will be over within a few minutes. It will die. So never, never be tempted by your tongue. It so happened, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya wanted sannyas. He went to a guru there called Keshav Bharati and asked him, "Sir, I want." He had married once, his wife had died, his second wife was there, Vishnupriya. One day he asked his mother, "Mummy, I want to go and take sannyas." "Hey, don't talk about as long as I am alive. Sannyas, sannyas, nothing doing. As long as I am alive, you are here." He kept quiet. But what to do? It was so strong that one day, during the daytime, his mother just lay down and she wanted to sleep. Before that, she called Mahaprabhu and told him, "Please, just massage my feet." He was massaging her feet. She was almost about to sleep. "Mummy, okay, shall I go?" "Okay, Pa, go." He took it as mother's word. He went to Keshav Bharati. She asked him, "Hey, have you taken?" "Yes, yes, my mother only told me you go." See, many of them have to do some such 420 in order to get there, to get out. Same thing, Ramana Maharshi, he had no money to go. He wanted to go to Thiruvannamalai. It was coming again and again in his dream. He had never heard of the place. Then suddenly on a Sunday he decided, "I will go." But he was about to stop, his mother called him, "Hey, you are going to school?" "Yes." "You take this amount on behalf of your elder brother, you paid that." "Yes, yes." He took the money and went away. He used it for his tickets. She says, "That is the only opportunity I ever did in my life." So they had to do even that. And that seems they didn't give so much credit to it because it involved in getting such a good thing finally. So They never talked about it. It's, oh, something wrong I did. Not at all. They never felt.
And so, how to have control over my indriyas? I learned it from the fish. It is told, Jitam Jagat Vyena Jitasi Jikhwa. A fellow who has conquered his tongue, you can say has conquered the entire world. Jitam Jagat Vyena Jitasi Jikhwa. You only control it, you get it. Severe diabetes, 300. Why you are eating laddu? Guruji Nadiya Prasad, Prasad. So the only water is used, Prasad. That's all. No. See, when a doctor is as good as the Lord, Vaidyo Narayana Hari, when he has been given an instruction, he has to follow it very, very strictly. There is absolutely no exemptions from it. Now, he learned a lot from one prostitute, a fairly old prostitute, living in Mithila Nagari. In Mithila Nagari, there is a Vaishya, there is a prostitute, her name was Pingala. She has become somewhat old. And she was standing outside her home from evening 7 o'clock to see whether any customer was coming to her for the night so she can earn some money. So many people are coming, they turned their face away and went to other houses. She was tired. She used to go inside, lie down for some time. Again, what to do for tomorrow's food? So she again came out. Like that, she was going inside, coming out, going inside, coming out. There was not a single customer whom she could inveigle and she could get some money. Not at all. And Nirgacchanti Pravishati Nishitam Samapadyata. Like this, coming out, going inside the house. Coming out, going inside the house. Almost the night has passed, mostly. At that time, her face had become absolutely dead-like. Because she had not no food since yesterday. And today again, there's going to be no food. Mlanavaktra, her face was completely down. Suddenly, at that time, by that side, the great Dattatriya Avadhutan, he was passing through. When he was passing through, a gust of wind came. It touched his body and then it came and touched Pingala's body also. The moment it touched her body, she suddenly got a thorough vairagya, a thorough dispassion with all things. She exclaims, at that moment, she got that full, now no half. That is what happens with satsanga. If even a whiff of wind which touched the saint, a statue can create such a change, such a transformation, what about living in his company for a few days? And then she says, oh my Lord, I've been blind. Whatever was available, so beautiful, so nice, it was available by my side. I left it and I was waiting for something which will not give me any happiness. On the contrary, which may give me some incurable diseases. Oh my Lord. Santam samipe ramanam ritipradam vittapradam nityamimam vihaye. There is somebody just by my side. He was
Very beautiful. He's very beautiful. In the world, there is nobody more beautiful than him. Ratiprada, not only he is beautiful, on seeing him, anybody will get desires for him. Ratiprada, she will induce all desires for him. Vitapradam Nityam, he will give me enough of wealth. And Nityam, the other customers, they may come for one night and they may never come again in their life. But this fellow is a permanent customer. He will be by my side. Oh my Lord, I have left him. What a fool, how stupid I have been. Then on the contrary, Akamadam, the fellows are old fellows with all wrinkles and God knows what sort of things on the body. And such people, Dukkha, Bhaya, Adishoka, Mohapradam, at the end of it they may give me miseries and they will give me delusion and they will give me Bhaya. I will get only fear later on. Oh, I think that fellow might have had some STD. Not this STD. There is another STD which doctors use. So, I will get this only. So, she is afraid for some time whether I got it, whether I got the disease. And she says, Videhanam Pureshasvinim Aham Ekaiva Mudadhihim Yanti Amichanti Asatyasvati Madhati Kamamachudati. In this entire Mithila Nagari, it is called Videhapura, where everybody forgets their body. Perhaps I am the only unlucky lady who is selling the body, who is only looking after the body. Nunam me Bhagavan Prita Vishnu Kyana Apikarmana. Suddenly this transformation, how is it come? I think unknowingly perhaps I have done something which has pleased the highest Lord. And that is why Nirvedoyam Durashaya Yanme Jata Sukhavaha. And that is why I got suddenly this dispassion with all the things. And this dispassion is the one which will give me complete happiness. There is nothing else in the world which can give you complete happiness. It will end, it will look as if it is giving happiness, but it will end only in unhappiness, miseries, trials and tribulations and suffering. And then he says, he is summing up, Ashahi paramam dukham, nairasyam paramam sukham. It is the Lord who finally, he summarizes it. He says, to have any sort of desires, including lust and passion, it will end in absolute unhappiness, absolute sorrows. Nairasyam paramam sukham. To leave all these ashas, all these desires, that is the ultimate sukha. Yes. Again and again, the entire Buddhism, it lays stress on this. They got a book. This is called the Dhammapada. There are chapters on it. That's all. I tell you the same. Leave only this kama alone. There is more than enough. You keep everything else. If only you leave it, you get everything. In the Upanishad, there is a verse. Yada sarve pramuchyante kama yasya hridi shrita. They start from this heart. So, nip it in the bud. Let them not arise. And you need not bother. If you leave it, you may take it again. come to a stage where it leaves you. That kama is leaving you. Ida sarve pramuchyante kama yasya hridishyata. And you only do that much, then what will happen? Tada martyu amrito bhavati. The human being who is subject to birth and death and mortality, he becomes immortal. No more birth, no more death, is absolutely liberated. Not only that, atra brahma samashrute, he reaches the highest of truths, the topmost, the only reality called the Brahman, here and now. You need not wait. Atra brahma samashrute is one of the most beautiful poems of the Upanishad mantras. We don't call them as verses, we call them as mantras. Now the next one is, he learnt a lot from a small boy, small child. It was going, somebody gave it a slap. It began to weep. She took out the laddu, he gave to it. It laughed. Uncle, laddu? See here, it has got no mana or avamana. It doesn't have any insult, it doesn't have any special ego, nothing at all. In 1 second it forgets everything. And it says, uncle, have you got one more laddu? That's it. Atma kridaha, atmarati. It doesn't require anybody to play with. The children, they play by themselves. And they get what all they want in themselves. Vicharamiha balavatvim. This is what I am doing. I don't have any worries about my daughter, son, or my house. Absolutely nothing. Vicharamiha balavatvim. So I am going here and there like an ordinary boy, like a child. Then this, the next one from whom he learns is an unmarried girl. In those days, unmarried doesn't mean 23, 27. In those days they were 13 years old, 12 years old, they were called unmarried. Nobody used to remind till that time. The Manushastra says, if any lady remains without being married till her 13th year or so, she can start on her own, find out her own husband. This is what the Manusmriti says. And somebody came to see the girl for their son, for marriage purposes. She was alone. Her father and mother had gone to some house. When they came, Atithi Satkar, she has to, they're all guests who are coming, and that to see the girl. You cannot tell them, I'm sorry, my mother is not there, no tea, you come afterwards. Then they say, what sort of girl is it? I don't want her. So she has to prepare something. So there is nothing else except some rice. So she had to pound it to make it a beaten rice. Then she pounds it in all houses. They will have some servants. They will do it. And when she does it, she had one or two chudi, English words, bangles. Bangles made up of shankha, conch shells, she was having. So they were also will be making sound, dum, 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 and they will understand, oh, these are very poor people. They don't have anybody. They are very poor people, they don't have anybody else, no servant, to pound the rice. So they should not know. So she took away one from each. And only one reminder. And now that one never made a sound. From that he knew, remain alone. That's all. You'll be in absolute silence.
There will be absolutely no more unnecessary talks, no gossips. That's all.
Yeka yeva charet tasmati, so one should go alone.
And finally he is talking of Arrowsmith. Arrowsmith means a fellow who prepares the knives, arrows for the king, for the CNC commander-in-chief and all these people. He was so engaged in seeing the dimensions, whether they are okay, and he was so absorbed in doing his work. He was not aware he is standing outside and doing something. The king along with his retinue passed by that way. He was not aware of it. That sort of a concentration one should have when he thinks of God. This is what I learned from that Arrowsmith.
Yatheshu karo nripatim vajantam na dadarsha parshvi. Ishu means
that arrow. Karam is the one who prepares it. Just like the arrowsmith, Nripatim Varjantam, the king was pausing by that way, pausing just by his side. Ishaugatatma, his entire mind had gone into that. Now, what should I do? I think it is okay, but still something is wrong. So he was completely, his mind was there. Nadadarsha. So he didn't see the king at all. He should have that. Then he says, what did you learn from an ordinary serpent? What can I learn? I can only learn how to bite. That we already know. Perhaps the serpents learned from you and I. See, in asanas, you do makarasana just like the crocodile. You do bhujangasana just like the serpent. Does the serpent ever try to do like you? To stand like you or walk like you? Does the crocodile ever do it? It is we who are imitating the animals. And we are supposed to have crossed that stage and come to the higher stage.
Griharambhoti dukkhayam.
Don't start building a house. You will get into miseries.
Sarpa parakritam vishme pravishya sukhame dhate.
So a serpent is entering into a sort of a nest prepared by the white ants, done by somebody else. And it is very happy. It need not even pay any rent. It is there, happiest. There is a Chinese proverb, it says, I'm very sorry if people have built houses out here. I'm only repeating the Chinese saying, not mine. The Chinese say, it is the fools who build the houses, it is the wise men who live in it. This is that proverb. Now, then the next one is the now we come to the wasp. Wasp, as I told you, just got a sting. It is terrifically bad. The nurse it puts, and the sting also goes into it. God save you. For months together, we will be having the pain I had. So we know. So, the wasp has got one quality. Venus, it is pregnant and all that, then it gives birth to small worms. And from time to time in a day, 10 times, 20 times, this wasp will go and will go on stinging that the child.
It is materialistic. And so from the second day onwards, it will be just thinking of that wasp. I don't know when that wasp will come, when will it bite. So it goes on thinking of the wasp, and finally it becomes a wasp. Similarly, you go on thinking of the Lord, you become the Lord. You think of Narayana, you become Narayana. You think of Krishna, you become Krishna. This is what I learned. And then the last, my guru was, apart from these 24 gurus, Deho Gurur Mama Virakti Viveka Hetuhu. The body itself was another guru for me. It is in the body that I learnt full renunciation. Full renunciation and how to discriminate. Well, it is from that. One of the exercises which are prescribed for a spiritual man, they are called Yama and Niyama, the do's and the don'ts. The Yama is all the don'ts, and the Niyama is what you should do. There they say, Shaucham, Arjavam, be straightforward. And Shaucham means to keep clean. When we go to the bathroom and come back, it has been prescribed that in 12 places you should take out the mud and keep them and then wash them. All these things, especially the Vaishnavas, they still do it. And that is how they keep themselves pure and clean. And why? And you have seen, perhaps you may not have, some of these very big Mahatmas, like the Shankaracharyas, when they come, they will not allow anybody to touch their feet, especially South Indian Shankaracharyas, like the Kanchi Shankaracharya or the Shankaracharya of Sringeri near Mysore. They will not. The Shishyas will form a chain of a fence so that nobody can approach inside. They'll say, no, you can't reach him, you can't touch him. Then some people will say, he's a very great man, you can't touch him. By touching, he will become something else. Will he become a donkey? Like that, they will be touching. Then why? Was it an ego that don't touch me, I am very highly evolved? Not at all. There is another Yoga Sutra which says, what do you gain by doing Shaucha? Shaucha Deha Jagutsa. Again and again by doing it, one day you will come to see, after all, I got the best of almond soap. It cost 70 rupees each. But by putting it on, only my external dirt, mile, it goes away. But what about my internal? Every minute my bladder, it is gathering water. And every 1 hour I go to the bathroom. What about the intestine? Half of it is filled up with muck. So, you will one day begin to think, chi-chi. And with that, over that, I put on my coat, I put on my kantakopin, whatever you may call it, as tie, and you are the dirtiest. So, when people say, don't touch me, they say, I do not know whether I contain more of muck or whether you contain more of it. So, let us keep them to ourselves, let us not pass it on to another one, the vibrations. So please, you don't touch me. Who knows, I may be much more, I may be worse, and my bad vibrations will come to you, so don't touch me. So it is for your self-defense, they tell, not because of that. It is given in the Yoga Sutra, Shaucha Deha Jagutsa,
by doing shaucha, cleaning and all that, you will come to a conclusion, this body is not worth cleaning at all. However much you may clean, you clean only outside. What about the inside? Have you got a brush? Can you reach it? So, you can't. Deho gurur mama virakti viveka hetuhu. So, with this, I go on doing some research as to what are these 24 tattvas, what are the tattvas. I am only made of water, air, fire, chi. What is there in it? What is there to be seen? Thus, the body sense will leave you in due course. And then she says, it's a beautiful shloka according to me. Srishtva Puran Vividan Ajayatma Shaktyam Vrikshani. The Lord, originally, she created various creations by His power of creating. What are they? Vrikshani, various trees. Sari Sripa Pashune, various small, just like worms which go crawling, the crawling things. Then animals, Khagadam Shamamsyane, then birds, and small ones like the bugs, like the mosquitoes, then Matsya, fish. All these things He created. Taistaye Ratushta Hridaya. No, no, no. What is the use of all these creatures? Cheat. Then finally, Purusham Vidhaya, He made a human being. He came the last. See, by training Himself in all these things, finally He came to the Purusha, a man. I mean, a human being. That's what He means. Brahma Avaloka Dhishanam Mudamapa Devaha. And He created such a person who by His tapasya, who by His meditation can go up to the Brahmaloka, not His ordinary Brahmaloka, the Loka of the highest being, the top reality. He can go up to this world and He can see. And not all can do it. Only the human being will be capable of it. Now I am satisfied that I have really created a perfect being who can reach the God Himself. So, Mudamapa. So, the Lord got highly. He was highly satisfied. He was very happy. Brahma. Then, Labdhva Sudullabhamidam Bhavusambhavante. After so many births, it is very difficult to get, but still you got this birth of a human being. After getting it, turnam yate eta napade anumurtiya avati, you have to, very quickly you have to try to get your goal of attaining the highest bliss or what is called the highest reality. You have to do it. If not, you will fall into the mouth of death, anumrityu. All other things which you will be getting, they will all bring you unhappiness, nishreyasaya. Thus, I got the vairagya and I got this vijnana, the practical knowledge. So, I am going here and there. I have absolutely no ego. I absolutely don't have any attachment to anybody. And that is why I am going everywhere. I am absolutely happy. This is what he says. That's how he got it. Then, the next chapter he is going to tell about Satsanga Mahima. The Lord is giving him all the knowledge
But all the knowledge is based on bhakti. So bhakti means she has to develop by going to those great saints who have developed that sort of an attitude to the world, who are absolutely, who are detached from the world, and one has to seek that company.
Narodheti mam yogo na sankhyam dharma evacha na swadhyayas tapasyagaham yatha vrunde satsanga sarva sanga bohimam.
You do any amount of yoga, you do any amount of sankhya, you do any amount of dharma, you do any amount of reading the entire Vedas, it is called swadhyaya. You do any amount of penance, it is called tapas. You do any amount of renunciation, tyaga,
na ishta purtam.
You may do ishta and purta. These are the two things which a normal person is supposed to do. What is ishta? Ishta means yaji. It comes from that word. Yeah, lot of yagas and yajnas, person is supposed to do in his life. That is called ishta. What is purta? Purta is to help the world, you do some work. And going, I see in one street, it's summer, there is no water available. You bring water and stock it, and all the pilgrims who go by that way, you give them the water. Giving water to them, and then sowing first-class saplings of trees en route on the way, so that people after another 10 years or 8 years, they make it nice shade. Thus, to do social work for the people, that is called the purta. So these are two words, ishta and purta. So both one is supposed to do. So by doing that also, you can't get what you get by satsanga. You give any amount of dakshina, yatha vrunde satsanga. Once you do satsanga, finally it will remove you from all attachment to anything in the world. Sarva sangha baha, it takes away all other attachments. That's why you have to do that.
Satsange nidete ya yadudhana mrga khaga.
Only through satsanga, all the asuras, they got moksha. And all the rakshasas, they got the. What is the difference between raksha and asura? Asuras are all categories of devatas who are cruel. Categories of men who are cruel are called rakshasas. There is a difference, as far as I know. So all these people, whether they had rajoguna, whether they were tamoguna, they have all reached bhavo matpadam prapta. All these people finally got me.
Na adita shruti gana na upasita mahatmaha.
People have not read any shrutis and smritis. People have never done a single service to any mahatmas or saints. People have done no vratas. Only through satsanga, satsanga and mahapagata. Through satsanga they got their, they realized their goal.
Mameka meva sharanam mahatmanam dhruvadehinam.
So, Uddhava, I am the only one whom people should attain as the ultimate goal. I am their ultimate refuge. I am their ultimate shelter. People have to come to me. Thus, this he has told about it. Then Uddhava asked one question.
Sir,
you have told me that one should do service to the Guru and then he can attain. And you have told that only by bhakti towards God. Nothing else, nothing else. It is called eka bhakti. All your love is attached to one. And vidya kutarena. Learn that ultimate vidya. That is the one which deals with the spirituality. Learn it and then that is the weapon which will kill all your obstacles which are in the way of releasing the God. Now comes what is called Hamsa Avatara. The Lord has taken so many avatars as Parashuram, Vaman, like Kachua, there is Kurma, like a tortoise, and like a fish, and like all these things, yes, had. So, all these things you leave and completely you surrender to the Lord only. And the Lord says, I will tell you, which will shortly you will understand how to get the Lord, because till your mind is fully engaged with worldly things, it cannot get God. Attachment comes towards the worldly things. Gulab Jamun, Bashahi, then your son, your investments, your daughter, your father, your mother, all these things claim your attention. And that is called the Sangha. That is called the attachment. So long as you are attached to them all, don't expect to get liberation in this bhakti. Perhaps all other bhakti may get, but not in this. And he said, I will tell you one story of my own avatara. I took the avatar of Hamsa. I came as a swan and I told the final truth to Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatumara, etc., the four firstborn mentally adopted sons of Lord Brahma. So this we will see tomorrow from Hamsa Avatar. They will tell about all avatars. I don't know whether, because one or two, some small, this portion I had heard in some TVs. Not willingly, I was sitting there and it came. Nobody mentioned about Hamsa or Avatar. That's all. So, this is a very important thing, because in one line practically he has told the final truth and then he elaborates it. That's all. So, with this we stop. Sastya Paja Bhaparipali Yantam Nyayena Vargena Vahim Mahisha Svabrahmane Vyasabhavastu Nityam Loka Samastha Sikuno Bhavantu काले वर्षत पर्जन्य पृथ्वी सजारिणी देशो यम चोरीता ब्राह्मण सुंदर भया सर्वे भवंत सुखिना सर्वे संत निरामया सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःख भाग् भवेत् काये नवाचा मनसि देवाध्यात्मना भावदेश भवत् करोमि यद् सकलं परस्मै नारायणाय समर्पयामि नारायण 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 नारायण